I'm all in favour of breaking the internet.
By the way, John Peavoy and Margaret Smith, I'm now recording an audio boo live while I'm on a live Google Hangout. Is this right?
With Bernie, who's in the other room.
And Bernie's in the other room. Has anyone else been invited onto the Hangout?
There was, but I'm not sure if there is now, Bernie. Is there anyone else on the Hangout right now?
Google contacted us yesterday and they gave us a name to add to a circle. I passed it on to Philip last night.
So somebody in Google is going to be on this?
They saw our promo video. And
wonderful.
They loved it. And we told him about the Google Hangout today and he gave us his name to add him to the circle. So he wants to see what we're up to today.
But that's terrific, you know. And that's really good of Google, actually, to be curious enough.
Twitter,
I mean, God, there's so much going on in the world using
Twitter,
Google. I mean, that is great.
Yeah.
Is that the guy that Donald Callan was in touch with in San Francisco? Oh, no, that was somebody from Twitter.
Dublin.
This is Google Dublin, right. John, is this being recorded live, by the way?
This is being recorded live.
So there will be a YouTube video of this.
Yes, I think there could be some issues with quality. There might be a little bit of Wi-Fi lag.
Do you know, to be honest, I don't give a damn about quality. The fact is we're creating content that's going to be searchable and findable. And
absolutely, we are. And Margaret is buttering bread as we're doing it. So this is both real world.
A multitasker.
And this is a, what do you call it, transmedia production here.
We have a full multimedia production.
Absolutely, you know.
And Lucy Smith is there with her... with her lovely sword, yes, and Dad has one over there too. And
I want to say that Fenn's Key bread.
Is jealous
Fenn's
no
Key
sword.
Bread is stunning. I missed all the sandwiches, right?
That was
so
Cafe Gusto, but we've got gorgeous.
But this bread is amazing.
She had made it this morning.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And these things here. Can I draw your attention here to the macaroons, right?
Yes.
Or madeleines, they're called in France, are they?
No, macaron.
Say it again.
Macaron.
Macaron.
Macaron. O-N-S, the macaron.
Okay, but there's a shop in Paris, and they literally queue around the block to get these.
Well, I would recommend
the absolutely central place.
Had them everywhere else.
I've seen people. These are the orange ones and the brown ones here. But I'm also looking down here. I'm looking down here at orange and yellow and brown and purple and white and black chocolate and slightly Payne's grey chocolate. And I'm looking at Sweeties here, and I'm looking at Smarties. I got Smarties here, and I've got butter, and I've got sweets here. I'm going to try one of these. I shouldn't, you know, but never mind. These are very good. These have got a yellow key. These are horrible and bad for you, you know, but I love them. These are the sort of things you try and keep your kids off.
Yes.
We have another mountain of them for tonight, for the party tonight as well.
Oh, no.
To give out to the adults.
Oh, no.
You're shooting this off a Motorola.
This is Bernie's Motorola Zoom 2, X-O-O-M-2 tablet. It's the latest
probably
Motorola
does, probably tablet. Doesn't cost much. Probably is cheap.
I'm not sure.
Bernie uses cheap stuff.
Bernie,
he does. No. He's always trying to buy stuff that students could afford, you see.
Well, that's good
that's
too.
That's his
actually,
philosophy.
Motorola hardware is superb.
Really?
They maybe have challenges with their software at times, but my experience of their hardware is excellent, very robust, well made. I actually used to sell to Motorola, who made phones, so I used to sell products, so I understand how they make their hardware. A lot of it is outsourced now, but they still retain the...
They're like a proper engineering company, you mean, really seriously,
absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely, and now they're obviously part of Google, the hardware...
Are they?
The hardware...
I didn't know that.
...was bought by Google, yes.
So Motorola people have gravitated to the Google umbrella?
Yes, I must check. I know that some of the divisions have, I'm not sure if they all have...
Do you know, I was a Nokia phone guy, right? I wouldn't have touched any other mobile phone other than a Nokia.
Snap. Until BlackBerry came along, that was me.
And then,
you know, I had all of the Nokia phones, all the old ones.
I still have a brick.
Oh, they're super.
I mean, it was so good for somebody like me whose fingers are big, right?
But also, it lasted for days, the battery, and... It was just such a robust
The software was good to use.
It was just great, simple software. Straightforward. They never progressed though. Unfortunately, they really never did.
My wife always said that Apple should have bought Nokia. Basically, they should never have developed their own phone. Wow,
bit.
You've done another bit of what?
Of the spinning.
You've been spinning.
Yeah.
Tell the people what you've been doing in spinning. Can we go over to spinning, John? Or maybe you've done enough with that. But I just want to... Tell me now. Look, I've never done any spinning. Explain to me, how does it work? First of all, do you start with a sheep? You begin with a sheep and you cut the wool off the sheep. Is that how you start?
No.
No? Oh. Are you allowed to work this now?
Yep.
Right. Did you actually...
Yeah, I made that.
You actually made something yourself? Here?
Yeah.
On a spinning wheel?
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing that Cinderella pricked her finger on. No, not Cinderella.
Who? Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty pricked her finger. Where's the thing you might prick your finger on?
That's on the old-fashioned wheels.
Oh, the modern wheels. We'd have no children's stories with modern wheels then. Go on, tell me how it works.
You can take this bit off.
Go on, tell me how it works. He's now pulling a piece of wool through a hole in something. There are probably all sorts of funny names for the bits of this. And you're breaking it.
Huh? Only if it's too long.
All right. Oh, I've got something very pretty here.
Can you break that off so I can show my dad how you do it?
Yes.
Now there's a lady here. What's your Twitter name?
Rap and Turn.
Pardon?
Rap and Turn.
Rap.
And Turn. It's a knit
and
turn.
And Turn. Yeah. Right. Rap. R-A-P and.
W-R-A-P-N-T-U-R-N. It's a knitting turn.
Do you know when I took up blogging in 2005, and I heard that there was some woman in Finland or Scandinavia who was the biggest, most followed blog in the world, and she was into knitting. And that really turned me on to blogging, the idea that somebody could be doing something like blogging in a country like Finland, which didn't have a huge population, and they could have the biggest blog in the world. Now, it may not have been true, but I thought it was a wonderful example of how you could use all this social media for social purposes.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have the phrase social media then. Grace, what's going on here? There's little hairy stuff coming out of the...
All right, are you ready?
Yeah. Okay, I'm being given a demonstration by my 6-year-old daughter of how to spin. And there's somebody, lady here now, bending over, stretching out the... And now Grace is wrapping one piece of wool around another piece of wool. Don't tell me they're going to go in together and be joined up.
Yep.
Are they? And now she's turning the wheel with her right hand, and in the left hand, the wheel is going round. She's doing something with her feet, moving her feet up and down. Oh dear! Oh, that they came apart. Right. Well, all I can say is this is pretty amazing. That you're operating a spinning wheel. Do you know that the spinning wheel was what started the Industrial Revolution? That's how it all started. Amazing. My goodness. Okay, folks, that's a little snippet here. Yes, I'm not going away. I'm going to sit down beside you here, and we're going to get started. It's just that I don't know all the parts of this. I need to learn some bits of this. This machine is made by Bashford, I think it is.
Ashford
from New Zealand. And it's made of wood. And it's beautiful looking wood. I don't know what wood it's made from. Is it made from any particular... It's beech, right. So it's a beech wood. It's got that lovely, lovely pale colour to it. So it's a kind of pale and slightly brown colour. And inside there are various bits of wool being tangled around, and my daughter is joining up two different bits of wool. And the feet move the spinning wheel, fingers also move the spinning wheel, and this lovely thing goes, what's this thing called? This thing that whizzes around on top.
Flyer.
A flyer, right. So the flyer is flying around, and you have to do it gently so that you don't break it, I can see. And what's a teaser? Is a teaser the thing you use to separate the wool? And I remember being told something about you can get these things that grow out in the fields and you can use them to pull wool apart so that you can start to work it, and they call it teaser. Or I might be wrong about the name.
I might.
Anyway, this is all looking beautiful, the way the wool joins up and goes round. And there we have, oh my, oh, it snapped again. I can see that it takes a little bit of skill, otherwise you spend your entire afternoon putting the wool back together again. What do you use, what's the hook thing you use to stick in the hole to That's pull out the bit of wool?
It's just a hook to a hook. Pull it through right. the orifice of the...
To pull it through the orifice?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good word, the orifice.
Yeah.
Right, not the hole anymore, it's the orifice. Good. Okay, well, I'm going to stop doing the audio boo. This one over here has even got more colourful wool. This wool is... And you're feeding it in. And you know what you're doing, don't you? You're pushing it in gently. You're stretching it out, not too much, not too little. Is that the idea? Are you an expert?
No.
How many years have you been doing this?
Oh, a couple of weeks.
Oh, my God. And why is your machine a different shape than that one?
Because mine is designed to be portable. So mine folds up.
So you could go and have a cup of coffee in a cafe and take this out and...
Yeah.
And
we do that sometimes.
Do you really? And do you carry this around Cork or where have you come from?
I live in Past West, but we have a spinning group in Cork. We get together once a month. We get together.
In houses?
We get together, last month we got together at a coffee shop.
With your machines?
Yeah.
And what do you call these, spinning machines?
Spinning wheel.
Spinning?
Spinning wheel.
Spinning wheels, right. Who makes this kind of equipment? It's fascinatingly complex. Got little things that go around on a vertical axis and things that go around on a horizontal axis. And I've got little pieces of metal that are pulling springs.
Yep, yeah. It's just like a brake for tension.
All right.
So you can tighten it.
And are you seriously saying you learned how to handle this thing in 2 weeks?
Well, I used to spin on a drop spindle, which would be like a very primitive way of doing things. But yeah, I just got my wheel a couple weeks ago.
And now you're wrapping another piece of wool onto the end of the piece you used to have.
Yep.
And you just have to hold them together and you're pushing them out nice and gently. Do you ever cause it to break?
The wool to break or the spinning wheel?
No, the wool to break.
If you spin it too thin,
yeah,
it might kind of not turn out so great.
And when you have it all spun, what's the next thing you do with the wool then?
I spin this very thin.
Yes.
And so I'd spin two of those, and then I'd ply them together so you have a two-ply yarn.
Right.
Which is what this is.
Oh, is that what that is? Oh, you intertwine them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the wool gets a bit thicker, because otherwise it would be very thin.
Yeah.
And is that then you get the old knitting needles out then and you knit yourself a...
Yeah, a scarf, hat, whatever. You just knit with that.
And do you keep sheep at home so that you can take the wool off them and feed them into this?
No. I don't.
Hi. More sweets. I thought you did it fantastically.
Oh, and look, I'm saving that.
Wow, you're saving that for next time, so you can come back to it, is it? Did you see what this lady's doing? Are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Can you say your Twitter name?
I'm at Smudge Yarns. I sell some yarn on Etsy, you know.
You sell yarn?
Mm-hmm. So my shop is called Smudge Yarns.
S-M-U-D-G-E-S,
Smudge, or Smudge Yarns.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you're actually out there earning a living selling stuff?
Oh, no.
But you're earning a little pocket money selling stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're loving it?
Yeah. This yarn actually is 100% Irish wool from Irish sheep.
Your face paint is still on. And tell me, do you actually then... Oh, yes. Do you actually then make... Have you made any clothing?
Yeah. I've made, like, shawls. I've made one cardigan for myself. I've made a few baby cardigans as well.
And which bit of the making process do you like best? Do you like spinning or do you like knitting?
Right now I'd say I'm more into the spinning.
What'd you say? Your face paint is still on and you've got red blood coming out of your teeth. It looks like as if you really are some kind of... Are you a wolf or something?
Yeah.
Well, you definitely look like a wolf. You know that it will actually... It will actually go away gradually during the day. And what's this green thing I'm looking at here that's going flying around? Oh, you're controlling that. Now, what am I looking at? I want to talk to this lady for a second. Hold on. I've got a few more seconds left on this audiobook, and I have to find out. This is the best chance I'm ever getting in my life. What is this peculiar machine here? What's it called?
A Swift.
Swift.
Yeah. So
okay, who first invented the Swift?
Oh, I got no idea.
Okay, neither will you can tell, neither do I. I haven't a clue. I just think it's a really interesting little thing.
Yeah, so basically, if you're spinning wool, or sometimes when you buy wool, you get it in what's called a skein or a hank, and you can't just knit off of this. It would just, because it's just a big loop of yarn, it would be knotted. So you put your loop of yarn on your Swift.
So this is an unknotting device.
It's a not preventative device.
NPD.
Yeah.
K.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's
yeah.
K, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, K. Yeah.
KPD. Right. Okay.
So you put your skein on here, and it opens up the circle. It keeps it open so it doesn't tangle while you wind it on a ball winder, and you make a what's called a cake of yarn because it looks
and,
like a little.
And the ball winder is completely different. It's made of plastic.
Yeah.
And it's made in Japan.
Oh, I just bought the cheapest one I could on the internet.
Can you actually get some of these made with wood?
You can. They're just heavy, and this folds up neatly into a drawer. But like, if you had the space, it would be nice.
Anybody here for the basic Google search tips workshop that's going to come in shortly? No, she's inside the panel, but she's moving. So that's upstairs. Will is looking after her.
This is Ken Curtin trying sorting out this. So look, what else can you tell me? I mean, you hook this onto the side of a table. You just
and it folds up.
And
so
folds
you
up.
Can put it in a drawer.
Wow. How much do they cost to buy, roughly?
I think I spent. I got that when I was home in Canada, so I think it was about $50 Canadian.
Where in Canada were you home?
North Shore of New Brunswick, on the East Coast.
New Brunswick.
Yeah.
New Brunswick Island.
No.
Is that an island, New Brunswick?
No.
I'm getting confused.
It's
there's
in
a lady.
Atlantic Canada.
There's a lady called April Ennis.
Yeah.
Who lives somewhere near an island on the east coast of Canada.
Oh yeah, Newfoundland.
No.
Or Prince Edward Island.
Prince Edward Island.
Yeah.
How far is Prince Edward Island from?
From where I live.
Yeah.
It's maybe 45 minutes on the ferry from the east coast. Yeah.
Now this afternoon at 3:00, April Ennis will be on Google Hangout with us.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Will you talk to her?
I won't be here.
Oh, that's a pity.
I have a party this afternoon.
But, but anyway, this piece of kit you brought with you,
yeah.
and you live here in Ireland now?
Yep.
Great. It's lovely. I mean, it's all completely a mystery to me.
It's a whole new world.
It's a whole new world. Well, I knew that there was a world of knitters and weavers and all this. I knew that that world existed, but...
Yeah, well, I moved here in 2005, and I started the first knitting group in Cork.
You started the first knitting group?
The first stitch and bitch group. Like, okay.
Who was the first man who came to a knitting group? Or has ever a
no,
man...
There was a guy when we first started who came from Spain, and he was knitting a scarf. He was a Spanish guy. Knitting a scarf for his girlfriend. But that's a good few years ago. We haven't had a fellow.